Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston School Superintendent, Carol Johnson, tonight presents her revised plan for school closings and mergers to the Boston School Committee. The plan calls for shutting or merging more than a dozen schools, among other suggestions, to help close a $63 million school budget gap expected for next year. Expect protests, given that previous versions of the plan stirred up criticism, especially among parents. Superintendent Carol Johnson joins us this morning to discuss the plan. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you, previously you proposed closing or merging 8 schools. This new plan ups that number. Why did you decide to raise the number?
Well, we've had many discussions about the financial realities that we're facing. And I think this plan does build on the proposal that was submitted to the school committee in October, but it recognizes that we can't just do this as a one-year plan, that we need to really plan not just for 1 year, but for the future. And I think this plan tries to reposition us so that we can change our course of direction and really not make drastic cuts to all schools, but really focus on how we can improve academics across the district for the long term. I don't really want to close schools, so let me be clear. But I think, and I know how disruptive it is to families and students, and they're very attached to their schools. But if we don't take this course of action, we won't be able to provide the strong academic program across the system that's necessary to continue the academic improvements that we've begun.
Is this plan, which is sure to be controversial, especially for parents out there across the city, will this plan close the entire $63 million budget gap projected to face a school department next year?
Absolutely not. We will not be able to close our gap just on closing schools. This plan can't succeed with just closing schools. We will make changes in our collective bargaining with teachers. We're in the middle of teacher negotiations. We have to really review how we're staffing both centrally and in schools. We'll be reviewing again our transportation costs and our student assignment costs. And I think we'll have to look at a number of strategies as we move forward to cut back on our budget. I think that we recognize that, though, so much of our resources are in three categories. They're in people, because we're a people-intensive business. They're in buildings, and they're in transportation in buses. And so we really do have to tackle the issues of how we're deploying those resources so that we can really focus on the academic agenda and not just focus on buildings and real estate or transportation.
Well, let me ask you about some of the other elements of the plan. The plan changes school busing again to save an estimated $4 to $7 million. How so? How's it going to change?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to sometimes make people walk. Sometimes people are within the walking distance that's required, but we still provide more transportation to them than is required. We are going to have to go through a more extensive process, which is clearly massive, if we're going to change the overall student assignment. As you know, we have three zones. Students can choose from any of those zones. They're pretty large choices. We have to revisit how much choice is enough, and we have to think about how we create a transportation system that doesn't continue to increase. As many people know, we're spending in excess of $70 million today on transportation.
And let me ask you about teachers. You're also targeting, as you say, collective bargaining. And as I understand it, will try to include a pay-for-performance element in the teacher's contract. How are you going to handle what is surely coming, the union pushback on this?
Well, I think that our plan for collective bargaining has really four big components. One, we really do want to make sure we have a better teacher evaluation system than we do today. We do want to make sure that our students and our teachers have more time. We have one of the shortest days of any school district in the Commonwealth and across the nation as well. And we want to make sure that some of the resources that we have are directed not just to how many years you're in the business or how many credits you take, but that some of those resources are directed toward rewarding some of our strongest schools for getting the best results.
But it's going to be a tough sell to the union. Are you willing to acknowledge that?
Absolutely. But I do think that there are teachers in our school community who are working very hard, who want to make sure that there is recognition for the hard work that they're doing. And I think at some level, we also want to make sure that we have an incentive system that rewards results.
After you presented your other plan to deal with a budget problem, a lot of people mounted campaigns to save their schools, and you changed your mind, which led some critics to say that you're indecisive, that you make a plan and you don't stick to it. Are you going to stick to this one?
Well, you know, I think that that criticism isn't warranted. I think that the reality is we're a system that has a public input process, and we try to be very thoughtful and deliberative about the work. I think that we also go back and make modifications that are better when we get better advice. I think that we're not a dictatorship. We really do have a participatory process. Boston is the home of the original town hall meetings. I don't think people should be surprised that we have a very public process and that that public process informs the decision-making for our policymakers.
All right. And part of that public process begins tonight with a public meeting of the Boston School Committee where you present that plan.
Right.
You can see Superintendent Johnson's presentation about her plan on our website, WBUR.org. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.